Citizens Fire Academy. It's that time of year again.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, we love it. It's so much fun.
Yeah. But,
it's a chance for anybody in the Brazos Valley to learn a little bit more about the fire service and fire department. You don't have to be a resident of College Station. You do have to be 18 years old. A little one-page application you can fill out. You can get that off the city's website. It's so much fun. We do ask that you commit to all the meetings, and it's
how many you got?
14 weeks.
Now, and I'm not going to say that the police command, the police school academy is not physical, but when firefighters go out, they pretty much got to get moving right away, and so
that's a big part of it.
Are there any kind of physical limitations that would keep some people from not participating?
No, we don't make anybody do anything they don't feel comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm.
We do offer the opportunity to do all the hands-on kind of stuff we do, but we don't just concentrate on that. We talk about everything from the fun parts, budgeting and master planning
and
emergency management and all that. But we do get them the opportunity to put on all the protective gear and the breathing apparatus and cut up a car. That's always a fun thing.
Oh, hey, that's pretty cool. All right.
And hazmat and all that kind of gear. And
climbing. Now, how long are the classes?
We meet on Monday evenings, roughly 6:30 to 9 or 9:30, depending. Like I said, 14 weeks. There is one Saturday meeting toward the end where we let you put all your hands-on stuff together and actually do some live burn training exercises.
No fun.
At the Fireman's Training School. But there again, we don't make anybody do anything they don't want to do. Mm-hmm. The object is to have fun, just become better informed about the fire service, emergency services, the kind of things we do. We meet at all six of the fire stations at the Community Emergency Operations Center downtown. One night we talk about communication, so we're over at the Emergency Communications Center at PD.
Did he just say downtown? He just said downtown. Downtown College Station?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Downtown College Station? Is there a Downtown College Station now? I'll alert the news department.
Let him trap you, Bart.
Perhaps I should be more specific.
Yeah,
in downtown, Brian.
Yeah, okay.
Community Emergency
okay.
Operations.
I got you. Okay. Oh, there. Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. Yeah, but, I got you. All right. I thought we were going to make a downtown and College Station, which would be kind of cool. Now, this is the first one that you've had since you have the new bipolar fire station. Right, so they're going to get to. That's what we call it because it's got two poles. Right,
I understand. Okay, I just hadn't heard that particular description before, but I like it.
That's why we're here to give you the unusual description. So, sliding down the pole, could that be part of it?
That's entirely possible. That is up for discussion.
Oh, very good. Okay, like they can run toward it and dive and wrap their arms around it and slide down, or
we try to have a little more control. Egress from the second floor, but it's sort of, yeah.
Okay, well, that'd be kind of fun.
Well, but it is a lot of fun.
Sure.
And
egress
again,
sounds a whole lot more falutin than just dropping down a pole.
Yeah. Okay, so if they want to sign up, what do they do?
CSTX.gov. It's right there on the city's homepage. A little one-page application, or you can call our offices, 764-3705, and we'll hook you up with an application. Now, classes start February 25th.
Okay.
So, don't have a lot of time.
Sure.
We still have a few openings. We try to cut it off at about 20 or so people just because it's a good manageable size.
Right.
And we just don't have all the time in the world to get everybody through everything. But it's a lot of fun.
There you go. All right. Well, while you're here, I just thought let me call on your expertise. We're building more and more apartment complexes. We've got a brand new one called The Rise at Northgate. It's going to be 18 stories.
Right.
Now, of course, we had the Plaza before, or the Ramada, whatever you want to call it at that time. So this isn't the first vertical growth we've had here. But now as a fire system, I mean, what kind of new challenges do you have for that?
As far as fire control and something like that, we rely a lot on engineering, sprinkler systems, and what we call standpipe systems. Standpipe systems give us outlets for water on every floor. We don't have to string hose all the way up the stairs. We don't really have to worry about pressure because there are pumps to maintain pressure in the standpipe system. So if the sprinkler system can't do the job before we get there, and we know sprinklers work, they're about 97% effective if they're properly maintained. Then we've got the standpipe system, so we don't have to haul the holes up 17 flights of stairs.
Now, you're not in the engineering department, but I presume you can speak to what the city had to do to prepare that side of University for the increased demand for water, certainly in a small place, and then going up 18 stories.
Well, there again, it's not so much a function of the volume of water, but the pressure of the water, and that's why there are pumps in place in the building to maintain that pressure all the way up to the top floor.
So the people who build this have to put pumps in the building to be able to get that up there for you.
There are fire codes in place that address all that, life safety code and the engineering involved and the amount of water that has to be present and the pressure that has to be maintained. So
let me back up then. If that's the case and that has to be in shape, why do we need to have a big expensive truck that can go up even 7 or 8 stories?
That's frequently for people removal. One of the big functions of a ladder company like that is rescue. So that's a big function. And also, there again, there really aren't any ladder trucks out there that are going to be effective above about the 4th or 5th floor of any place, and that's another reason why we depend on engineering as we get into these high-rise structures, not only for fire suppression but life safety. Enclosed stairwells that keep the smoke out so people can walk down, such as they did in New York. Mm-hmm. During that. They were able to walk downstairs and pressurize those to keep the smoke out, fresh air in. There's lots of different aspects.
Yeah. But again, as we grow vertically, I mean, it's something that people need to think
about.
That's
right. And there again, we've had Rudder Tower, the O&M building on campus. We've had high rise buildings around for quite a while. It's just odd that they're on that side of University Drive.
Well, and again, because it's an apartment complex, the chances of having more people in there as opposed to Rudder Tower or O&M certainly I think would be a case.
Definitely,
too.
Depending on time of day.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
So,
right.
So that's another consideration. That's why we look at alerting systems and things like that to wake the people up and let them know.